This is Northwest News from KPLU. Opposition to the proposed expansion of a pipeline in Canada took center stage earlier today in British Columbia. Canada's National Energy Board heard testimony from several parties, including a Seattle lawyer representing four Washington state tribes. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The treaty rights of the Swinomish, Tulalip, Suquamish, and Lummi Indian nations formed a central argument and highlighted the increased risk of oil spills. The tribes say potential harm to endangered species such as salmon and orcas could decimate their cultures, and that the Canadian environmental law lags far behind Washington state's. Also testifying were student representatives from Simon Fraser University, which sits on a hill above oil tanks at the end of the pipeline. Kathleen Yang expressed concerns that students could be trapped in the event of a fire or boil over.
There are thousands of us that commute every day, every morning and every night. And sometimes we wonder, what if something happens? What will happen to us?
She said the 60-year-old design to locate tank farms near their campus is outdated and dangerous. Kinder Morgan says the project can be completed in a way that minimizes harm and provides many economic benefits. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.